with Africa Milani. Email him on africa@capetalk.co.za.
The French Open starts later on today. It is the second of the Grand Slams on the tennis calendar. Richard Glover joining me on the line from Johannesburg, CEO of Tennis South Africa. Richard, a very good morning. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Africa. Good to chat to you again.
Couple of questions. Kevin Anderson and his prospects are with this tournament. He is the world number 7 at the moment and really has had some wonderful, wonderful tournaments on the clay season.
Yeah, it's been a very good year for Kevin. I think reaching the US Open final last year has really seen a boost in his confidence, and he's been in really, really good form this year. He started his French Open campaign against an Italian veteran by the name of Paolo Lorenzi. So Lorenzi's 36, he's 74th in the world. Clay court specialist, so it's going to be tricky, but Anderson's never lost to him, so we've got high hopes that he'll make it through to the next round. But if he does progress into the tournament, and his side of the draw in the quarterfinals, he's due to play a player by the name of Rafa Nadal, who I think a few people may have heard of.
He is on form at the moment, and I say that with some trepidation because he did not make it to the Madrid Open final, where many people are expecting him to get to it. And as much as he did win the Italian Masters against Zverev, he was lucky in the sense that the rain interrupted game quite late into it, and he came back and clearly had found the mojo that was missing because Zverev was really dominating him at that point.
Yeah, look, I don't think many experts are looking past Nadal in terms of the men's singles title at Roland Garros this year. It's interesting, since April, Rafa's had 17 wins on clay, and the only loss he's had was in Madrid against Thiem. But interestingly and quite spookily, that's exactly the same record that he had heading into 2017. He was heading into Paris with 17 wins, one loss against Thiem, and just two sets dropped. And he obviously went on to win 10 titles, so it's hard to see past him, to be honest. I mean, he's won titles in Monte Carlo, in Barcelona, in Rome this year. But you never know, you know. Thiem or Zverev, who seems to be the most likely players to beat him on any given day, could cause an upset. But I don't think many people are looking past Nadal this year.
Because sadly, Djokovic, as well as his form was at the Italian Masters, I mean, he played Nadal in the semifinals and actually took it to Nadal. He's not really strong enough yet, I think, to be a real contender for this French Open.
No, look, I think that's right. I mean, I think a lot of people would love to see Djokovic reach the heights of maybe a couple of years ago. And he has started to show some signs of form in recent weeks, but I think this is probably a step too far for him, this event.
The women's game, really all attention is on Serena Williams, unseeded for the first time, I think, in a long time, actually, going into a Grand Slam.
Yeah, I mean, it's obviously been very controversial that she hasn't been seeded for Roland Garros. I think Serena is currently 453 in the WTA rankings at the moment, so it's been a bit controversial. I think one of the reasons that she hasn't been seeded is that she's only played 4 matches since becoming a mother, and she's won 2 and lost 2. And obviously, while the Rome Open was being played out last week, she was actually at the royal wedding. But I don't think you can rule out the greatest female player of all time. I mean, I think she's going to be very, very dangerous, and she's a real competitor. I obviously mentioned the royal wedding, and an interesting story that came out of the royal wedding related to Serena was that there was a beer pong competition at the wedding reception that night, and apparently she dominated the beer pong competition. And I think that it's quite a humorous story, but it also just shows her competitive spirit. And shows why she is the greatest female player of all time.
She is indeed.
Winner.
It's lovely having her back really at this level of tennis again. I mean, a Grand Slam without her just would not make any sense as far as the women's game is concerned. Richard, more importantly and closer to home, last week you made a very important announcement as Tennis South Africa regarding a new sponsorship deal with Whiphold.
Yes. So Whiphold is South Africa's premier black woman-owned and managed investment company. I mean, they're a major player in South African business, and they've come on board as an official supporter of women's tennis in South Africa. So that's a really exciting step for us because as a federation, we acknowledge we've got a lot of work to do, particularly on the women's tennis side, and they've come on board to really support us, specifically in high-performance tennis.
Which means what, Richard?
So really, the Whiphold sponsorship has 3 key focus areas in high-performance tennis. It's helping fund a travelling squad of under-16 young female players. It's also helping us fund an annual, what we call a next-gen camp and tournament for up to 32 of the country's emerging young female players. And they're also helping us fund a high-performance squad that will feed into our Fed Cup team. So there's really three key initiatives that, if they're linked together, should start to create a high-performance platform for our best young female players.
Sounds absolutely exciting. I'm glad, and I'm actually glad we're able to have a conversation about it now, because when the announcement was made, unfortunately, there were other headlines in the world of sport in South Africa that meant that we didn't pay enough attention to this. We wish you all the best with the sponsorship, and I hope we're going to see incredible results moving forward, Richard.
Thank you, Africa. Great to chat to you.
Thank you very much. No doubt we'll chat again before the fortnight is through. Richard Glover, the CEO of Tennis South Africa.